Manitoba Agriculture reports crop development across the province has been quite variable due to spotty soil moisture conditions. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
Manitoba Agriculture released its weekly crop report Tuesday. Dane Fraze, the industry development specialist oilseeds with Manitoba Agriculture, says seeding has advanced quickly given the fact that large areas of the province were drier than normal, so seeding is now 98% complete, right on par with last year, and 2 points ahead of the five-year average.
Crop development has primarily been influenced by moisture and temperature at this point. We've had cooler than normal nights for most of May and early June, which has really impacted how quickly the crop can grow, and the lack of rainfall has been impeding a lot of progress as well. So crops that are up and emerged, we are seeing some staginess and some non-uniformity, particularly where seed was stranded in dry soil and didn't get moisture to activate the germination process until rain came later. Other areas of the province are looking fairly good and fairly normal where seed was put down well. Parts of the northwest part of the province are slightly more variable, where we're seeing soil moisture conditions very short around Roblin. They were short around and Dauphin area and St. Rose, but they've just received about 25 millimeters of rainfall last week. And further north around the Pas, soil moisture conditions are adequate to very adequate. And there is a significant amount of water in the soil, and crops are progressing well there. So cereal crops are generally in the 3 to 5 leaf stage. Canola is in the cotyledon to 2 leaf stage. Soybeans are just emerging, and corn is about the 2 leaf stage as well.
Bray says, with the exception of the Paw area, we could use a good soaking rainfall, maybe an inch or two across the province, to recharge soil moisture, to recharge hay and pasture land, and get regrowth off to a better start. For Farmskip.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.